This is a Dairy Radio Minute with Bill Baker.
A $1 trillion infrastructure plan that would help states nationwide has been approved by the Senate, a vote that sets the stage for a bigger package. And here to explain is Chris Galen.
The bill that was under consideration in the Senate, it takes about $600 billion of existing spending and adds about another $600 billion in new spending. And that passed by an overwhelming majority. So now it goes to the House. At the same time, the Senate also took some procedural steps to pass what's being loosely called a human infrastructure bill, ranging from housing and education to expanding Medicare and things like that. And it has a price tag of $3.5 trillion. It's somewhat more controversial. There doesn't appear to be a lot of support from Republicans in the Senate. And there was a procedural vote where that moved forward, but the final vote really won't happen until the end of the summer.
I'm Bill Baker with a Dairy Radio Minute.